We're up to Sif Tes in Perek Beis. Sif Tes is a very, very frightening halacha. All of Hilchos Tshuva is frightening. Sif Tes is especially frightening because it's something that we don't always do. Ein ha-tshuva v'lo yal makipur mechaprim ela al averos shebin adam lamakom. I mean, everything we step to now in Hilchos Tshuva only applies to averos shebin adam lamakom. Yom yisha achal devar asur, bo'al v'yila asura, kayotze behem. What the Rambam includes in Sefer Kedusha, aval averosh shebein adam lechavero kigon hachovel bechavero, o hamakalel chavero, o hagozlo keyotze bahen, eino nimchalo laolam, at sheiten lechavero mashehu chayevlo viratzehu. So over here, the fact that he has to be nosen lechavero mashen nosam lo, that lechora is for yeshara, namely that tshuva is not going to take the place of all of the halachos of chiyuvei bezdin. First person has to take care of chiyuvei bezdin, and then do tshuva on the avera. But over here, the ikar is v'yiratzehu. V'yiratzehu, that just as we saw that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever there's an avera ben adam l'makom, there is a pegia in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the concept of a chatasi avisif and chatashti lefanecha. Namely, I realized that there was a pegiah in our relationship, and the vidui is meant to fill in that pegiah. Over here, by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gives us gifts. He says, "You say vidui b'leiv shalem, I'll bimolcha you." By Aben Amachavero, we have to know, v'yiratzeya, we have to know that every person has a different level of acceptance. And we have to know that there was a Kabbalah of the tshuva, that the tshuva was received properly, that the person is willing to be friends again, v'yiratzehu. But over here, the tremendous chiddush is, it's not only tshuva. Tshuva we understand. But even Yom Kippur, if you recall, we spoke that on Yom Kippur, there is a Sar HaMishtaleach, which is mechaper on all of the averos kalos, even without tshuva. So that v'yiratzehu should be part of tshuva mela, but that it should also interfere with the Sar HaMishtaleach. That's what the Rambam is saying over here. Ein ha-tshuva v'lo yom ha-kippur mechaprim, ela shi'iratzehu. Namely, again, if we think about it, al pisvara, we point out that the tshuva, that the sar ha-mishtaleach is mechaper on Klal Yisrael. If a person has a fight with another Jew and he's not, and there's no shalom between them, he can't come under that ritzui of Klal Yisrael. He can't come under that the ritzui which is given to the kapar which is given to the tzibur. So over here, the v'yiratzeihu was to bring the individual back into Klal Yisrael. Then not only will he have tshuva, but also Yom HaKippurim can apply to him. In the piyut of Mare Kohen, at the end of it, it says that Yom Kippur is a special day. It's a Yom Simat Ahava V'Re'ut. What's the Yom Simat Ahava V'Re'ut? That if one wants to link into the tshuva of Yom Kippur, one requires the v'yiratzeihu. That creates a simat Ahava V'Re'ut. And the Rambam stresses again, and a person can say, it's only words. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It's like that. But if the person was hurt by the words, so it requires a ritzui. A person has to run after this individual. Ad she yimcholo. Lo ratzal chavero limcholo, so that's, you know, you're not off the hook. Maybe lo shura shel shlosha b'nei adam mereyav upogim bo mevakshim menu. So you bring friends. Lo nisratzal lehem mevi shniya, shlishis. At some point, lo ratzal menicho v'holecho, and then the onus moves to the other side. Zeh shalomachal hu achote. However, we have one exception. V'im hayarabo, the person, chas v'shalom, was pogei in his rebbe, and his Rebbe wasn't mochel, and he brought friends and more friends. His Rebbe wasn't mochel. Holech uba afilu elef pamim ad shiyimcholo. There's a frightening story in Tells that once there was a Purim spiel. One of the students really did a good act on his Rebbe, and his Rebbe wasn't mochel, and his Rebbe passed away. Then he saw his Rebbe in a dream, and the Rebbe said, "I want you to know I'm still not mochel." And it was, and every Purim, from then on, he went to the Rebbe's grave to ask Mechila. In other words, why over here? What is the special privilege of a Rebbe? Because it's not just a question of Ben Adam Lechavero. This moves over into Hilchos Talmud Torah. There are two mitzvahs in Hilchos Talmud Torah. One mitzvah is to learn to teach Torah. One mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to learn Torah. Learning Torah is teaching Torah to yourself. There's a mitzvah v'limadetem osam. There's a mitzvah to teach Torah to yourself and to other people. And then there's a mitzvah l'chabed lomdei Torah. So over here, in terms of when he was pogeya and the Rav, it wasn't only an avera ben onam l'chavero, he was pogeya in lomdei Torah. And the Rav could say, look, for my own kavod, it certainly could be mochel. But over here, there was kvod haTorah. I have to be certain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wants me to be mochel on the kavod haTorah. That's the Rav's prerogative. Call it his das Torah, as to at what point he should be mochel. Sif Yud. Asr lo adam yos achzari velo yit payes. Ela ye noach yirtzos v'kasha lichos. That Pirkei Avos applies also in the world of tshuva. U'b'shashemavakesh yimeno achote limchol mochel b'leib shalem. U'b'nefesh chafetza. Because if it's not going to be mochel b'leib shalem, there's no v'yiratzehu. And then this other person is not going to get a kapara. Even the Sarei Mishtalech is not going to help him. V'afilu heitzar lo v'chata lo harbe lo yikom v'lo yitor. Zed darkom shel zera Yisrael. This is built into our genes. Namely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects it of a Jew because the B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Gemara points out that we know a Jew. We have three litmus tests for a Jew. The Rachmanim, Vaishanim, Gomri Chasadim. This is in their genes. And just as Avraham Avinu, when Avimelech took Sarah, then there was a plague in the house of Avimelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avimelech, you have to ask Mechila. Don't worry, he'll be mochel you. Because I know Avraham, he'll be mochel. You think about it, you know, someone took his wife. I mean, that's the biggest invasion of someone's privacy in the world. And just to go say, okay, beseder, mochel. So once Avraham was mochel, so then it's darkom shel zera Yisrael. That even if heitz alo v'chata lo harbe, person take a deep breath, lo yikom v'lo yitor. Aval hagoyim, enam kein. In other words, they don't have this in their genes. So therefore, they have their own nature of self-protection, right? That's part of their self-protection. If they're hurt, then they want to hurt back. Ela evrasam shamer lenetzach, and that's why the givonim were pointed out that they're lo b'bnei Yisrael hema, because they refused to be mochel in the situation of Shoal, and it was a terrible time for Klal Yisrael. Sif Yud Aleph, Hachote Luf Bechavero. Right, we'll finish this. Hachote Lechavero, Umeis Chavero, Kodem Shivakesh Menu Mechila. So you would think that's it for Falun. I mean, Avar Zmano, Batal Korbano. You had a chance to ask Mechila. You didn't ask. The person's dead. Now you're stuck. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again with his Rechimim, says that there's also over here a possibility. Mevi Asara B'nei Adam. That even though this individual is dead, but again, I'm stressing over and over, it's not my chiddush, it's not the Ari's chiddush. It's Chazal tell us, there's a concept of Klal Yisrael, there's a concept of a tzibur, maybe Asara B'nei Adam. You bring a tzibur, namely that you don't link into this individual as an individual, he's dead, but he's part of a tzibur, and as part of a tzibur, then the tzibur is never maced. The tzibur is always around. We have the bris of the avos is our bris. It doesn't only go horizontally, it goes vertically. So one brings a tzibur, then one can link into this individual even ba'olam ha'emes. Ma'amidim al kivro, v'yom rebifneim, chatosi l'ashem elokei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is elokei Yisrael. The neshama kolos of Klal Yisrael is beneath kisei ha'kavod. And so I want to link into that world of Klal Yisrael and find this individual, Uploni, kach v'kach asi silo, and I'm asking the tzibur to be mochel for him. Chaya chayav lo mamon, then of course that the tshuva is not going to work. Yachzir no lo yorshim. Lo yodeh lo yorshim, again, you're not off the hook, but yanechena bebezdin, you give it back to Klal Yisrael, you give it to the tzibur. Bezdin will use it for tzorchei tzibur. V'yisvadeh, and then berachmei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the individual receives the kapara. Okay, B'li Neder and Yom Rishon, we'll begin Perek Shlishi. Since we're not going to finish Perek Shlishi, because I'm leaving, I won't be here already on Monday for this Seder, so we'll start from Halacha Dalet, Afal Pishat, Ki HaShofar, Rosh Hashanah, Gzeras HaKosuv.